The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Menachot Daf Petet. This daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Luna. Ruach Hashem Tenicham began Eden Amen. We begin today's daf right on the top of Petet. The quote from our Mishnah, Chatzid Log Shem in the Todah. Mishnah is discussing what did you need the vessel in the Beit HaMikdash to measure a Hatzi log for. That was one of the Shi'urim. So the Mishnah said for the Todah, for the 30 loaves of bread or matzah that came with the Korban Todah, so they were made with a half a log of oil. That was going to tell us how we know that. Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer Matlamud Lomar Bashemen Bashemen Shene Pa'amim. By the Korban Todah, it says Bashemen twice. Ilu lo ne'emar ela Bashemen echad. Eiti omer, harehu kechol ha-menachot, lelog. Achshav shekatav Bashemen Bashemen, have ribuy achar ribuy. En ribuy achar ribuy ela lema'et, yata me'ato ha-katuv lehatzi log. If you just would have said Shemen alone, I would have said that the Korban Todah is like every other mincha. Log shemen. Now that it says shemen twice, so that's a ribuy ahar ribuy. That's an inclusion after an inclusion. When you have a ribuy ahar ribuy, it is lema'et, it minimizes. Therefore, it went from log to hatzi log. That's how I know hatzi log. From the double, lashon, bashemen, that's written by the Korban Todah. It's a ribuy ahar ribuy lema'et. So the Gemara says ribuy ahar ribuy, had ribuyu. It's not a ribuy, a hard ribuy. It's one ribuy. The first shemen is not a ribuy. The first shemen is just to tell you that you have to put oil in it. That's time. That's that you need it for itself. You would need three shemens for a ribuy, a hard ribuy. So then we only have one shemen. So the Gemara says, Ela idulo ne'emar b'shemen kol ikar. Hayiti omer areu kechol ha-menachot lelog. Ashar shenemar b'shemen ribuy, a hard ribuy. En ribuy, a hard ribuy ela lema'et. Mi'ator katuv la'atzi log. Then you don't even need the first shemen. Because I would think that Korban Todah is like every other mincha. Every other mincha has a log. So therefore it says a log also. What did I have to say? The first b'shemen also. So b'shemen already is a ribuy. The second b'shemen is ribuy ha ribuy. So ribuy ha ribuy is the ma'et to come and take it from a log to atzi log. Now the Gemara says, you have hatzi log. How do you divide it amongst the different brands of breads that you have? There was 40 loaves. How are you going to split it up? It says, Yachol, Yehatzi log ze, mithalek, leshloshit minim, lehalot, velirkikin, velirbicha. Which means, do I think that I would split this hatzi log equally amongst the halot, the rikikin, and the ribicha? Those are the three different styles that came. And how would I split it up? Hatzi log amongst all of them. So that means, I would give a sixth of a log to each group. Right? 3/6 would be half a log. So I'd give a sixth of a log to each group. Kishu omer bashemen birbicha. When it talks about the lechamim, that are birbicha, that's a type of baking it. So what does it say? It says another time shemen. It says b'shemen again over there a third time. So when I say she'en tamud omar, I have to say it. Riba shemen l'ribicha. Ela's coming to tell me that the ribicha gets more oil than the other ones. Ha'ketzad, mevi hatzi log shemen v'chotzehu. You split the half. Now you have a quarter. Hatzio l'halot v'kikin v'hatzio l'ribicha. The 10 loaves of hametz do not get shemen at all. These are the only loaves of matzah. There's 40 loaves altogether. 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are hametz. The hametz loaves, there's no question. There's no. It doesn't say shemen in it by all. Only says shemen by the ribicha, by the matzah ones. But it specifically uses the word shemen next to ribicha to teach me that gets more oil. So the divi is you take half a log, split it in half. Now you have a quarter. Quarter of the oil is used for the 10 loaves of the ribicha, and the other quarter is used for the other loaves of the rikikin and the halot. So the Gemara says, Amar lo Rabbi El Azar bin Azariya Akiba Imata marbe kol hayom kulo bashemen bashemen eni shomei alecha. I don't care how many times it says the word bashemen. I don't listen to you. Which means you need the bashemen to teach me that he needs shemen like the other menachot. I don't go with your derasha, shemen, it's extra, therefore it's a ribuy, a halibuy, and it's the ma'ayat. Even if it's a bashemen, bashemen all day long, I'm not going to listen to you. I hold, you need the shemen for itself. So what's my source then? L'chatzi log shemen letoda, urbi'it shemen lenazir, v'har asar yom sheben nida lenida, halakha lemoshe, v'sinai. That's what he says. Azam Razia says we have halakha Moshe Sinai in this. Not from the Pesukim, not from anything. Amongst other halakhot Moshe Sinai. One of the halakhot is that you need a levi'it of shemen for the nazir. And what's the third halakha? The 11 days between nida and nida. You know that law between the 11 days between nida and nida? Those are the days called zavut. The lady sees Nida 7 days. She goes to the mikveh. Once she goes to the mikveh, in the next 11 days of that cycle, whatever she sees is days of Zavut. It's not a din of Nida. She has a din of Zava. Zava has different laws. There you need 7 clean days. From the Torah law, Nida does not see 7 clean days. From Torah law, you just need 7 days. Even if she's seeing during those days. So long as she stops singing before she goes to the mikveh, she's tehora. But during the 11 days after the nida, whatever blood she sees during that time, we call that zavut. Zavut has a much stricter deen, different type of tumah, different type of tahara. The zavut only starts after the nidut. There's a cycle, 7, and then the 11 days of zavut, and then it goes back to the nidut days. So that cycle of 7-11 is a cycle from the halakha l'moshe m'sinai. I read you the history now of it like this. Isha ro'ed dam bepam rishona nasat nida v'temea shevat yamim. Benim ra'ata yom echad benim shichal lirot bekulam. Doesn't matter. Whether she saw 1 day or whether she saw all 7 days. Keshepaska lirot. When she stops seeing on the end of the 7th day, what does she do? She goes to the mikveh. Right after that starts the 11 days of zavut. Now, Zavut, it depends how much she sees. She sees 1 time, she's a Zavaketana. 2 times, she's a Zavaketana. 3 times, Zavagedola. Depending on how many times she sees, that's going to depend on her Tahara. Okay. After that, she counts 7 clean days for, let's say, Zavagedola, and she goes to the mikveh. After that, she goes back to the Nida days. It's a constant cycle. Today, that our ladies, when they see blood, they count 7 clean days, is because we suspect that they saw the blood during the Zava days, and we suspect that they saw 3 times during the Zava days. So we throw the book at them as if they saw the most stringent situation possible. Even if she sees tipat dam ke hardal, even if she only sees a drop of blood, we throw the book and say, Shimme, it's during the 11 days of Zavut, and Shimme, it's Zavag Gedolah, but I only saw a drop. Yeah, you only saw a drop, but maybe there was other 2 drops that fell in the prosdor over there, and you didn't see it, they got caught. Therefore, we have to treat every lady. That's what the Gemara says. Afilu ro'od dam ketipat hardal yoshevet alea alav shiv'a nikiyim. But again, from Torah law, like we always say, if a lady gave birth to a baby boy, v'tamei'a shiv'at yamim, so by the brit milah, she would be teora to be with her husband. Technically, if she gave birth, 7 days, you don't need clean days. So long as on the 7th day, she's able to be clean and go to the mikveh, even though she would see for the next 33 days, that blood was even called dam tohar. So not every blood that came out necessarily is dam nida, only during the specific times. And the Halakha B'Shemitah is saying that the 11 days after the 7 days turns into Zavut. Okay, but amongst other Halakha B'Shemitah that we saw over here is that Hatzi Log for the Lahme Todah. So it's a Mahlok Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Azam Ben Azariah. Is it from Pesukim or is it from Halakha Moshe B'Sinai? Yeah, so it's one riboy doesn't mimayit it. Yeah, he has a different drasha for it, obviously. Right? He says, first of all, it's not a riboy, I need the words. He doesn't tell us what he needs it for, but he needs the words. He needs the words, and then we need the source. Okay. Balo gayam moded. Mishnah. So we said in the Mishnah, what did you have the log for? Log is for the regular menachot. Regular menachah gets a log of shemen. We said even if the menachah was shishim esronim, so for every esaron, you give a log. So 60 esronim, 60 lugim. That was done a kamar. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said no. Even a menachah of 60 gets one log. Goes after the menachah. So the Gemara is going to explain this machloket. Tanu Rabbanan. Bimsora ani ketiv ve'isaron balul velog. Limed al isaron shehu ta'un log. Devri hachamim. Rabbi Nehemia v'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omrim. Afilu mincha shel shishim esronim ela luga shene'emar limincha velog shamen. So the first rabbi says the source that we know that a mincha gets a log is from the mitzora ani. Mitzora, when he brings his korban at the end of his process, he's ani, he brings esaron solid. He's ani, he brings flour. What does it say in the pasuk? It says esaron balul log. So that's the binyanav. From the mitzora, we learn that that's the classic case. From here we learn that every esaron, you get a log. That's the opinion of the Hakamim. Garsarov solet echad balul bashemin lemencha velog shamin. So according to the Hakamim, they're learning this pasuk to tell me it's one per. We'll see how they learn that, but it's one per. And according to the Rebbe Yaakov, he says no. En la eda luga. I don't care how big the mincha is, it gets one log. So he says like this, the way the Farshim explained this pasuk. Le'da'at rachamim pasuk eno sarik legufo. Share et hayuv shel metzora ani b'esaron sol mincha nitan elmon metzora ashir. Ufikak sovrim achim shekatub al shminu shekol menchot tonot log shemin esaron. Good. Which means the rachamim will show you, you didn't need this pasuk, tell me you bring your esaron. Because even a rich metzora also brings your esaron. So the Chavarah, this was superfluous, this pasuk. So therefore, it's not coming to teach you only the law of Mitzorah, it's teaching the law of all the Menachot. And Achim, we're going to say, you see the ratio. You see Asaron, and you see a log. So that's the ratio. Every Asaron gets a log. Rabbi Yaakov says, no. You see the Mincha gets a log, no matter how big the Mincha is. We'll see exactly how they are Doresh. Rabbi Nehemia, Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yezer, Hai Asaron Balul Velog, my avdila, because according to the Bidiyaz, what was their pasuk? It says limincha velog shaman. Limincha, meaning they learn it goes per mincha. They have a good drasha. Limincha velog. I don't care how big the mincha is. Don't say esaron. The same pasuk. It says limincha velog shaman. So how does the Bidiyaz ben Yaakov learn? Whatever the mincha is, it's a log shaman. So they ask on him, but in the beginning of the pasuk, it says esaron balul velog, which sounds like per esaron per log. So how do you do with that part of the pasuk? Understand the bideze? Learn from the words mincha log. Tmasha, I don't care how big the mincha is. Yeah, but what do you do with the other part of the pasuk? That's mashma esaron log, which is the hakamim's derash. Good. So the Gemara says hahu legufe the kaamar rachmana laiti had esaron. That you need it for itself. That's to teach me that the Mesorah, and he brings a Saron. Not to teach me anything else. Ah, V'idach. What does the other rabbis hold? You don't need it for itself. Why? By regular mitzora ashir, what does it say? Shilosha korbanot. He brings 2-3 korbanot ashir. He brings a korban asham, a korban ola, and a korban hatat. Ushlosha esronim. Okay, and he brings 3 esronim. So hacha dehad korban by the mitzora ani that only brings 1 korban, a korban asham, hadesaron. And he followed a ratio. There you bring 3 korbanot, so you bring 3 esronim. So the ani that brings 1 korban will bring 1 esaron. So I don't need the pasuk to come and tell me that you bring an esaron. I know you bring an esaron. Rabbi Nehemiah's claim, Rabbi Nehemiah's claim was what? No, I need that for itself. How many esaron does he bring? I don't need that pasuk for tell me how many esaron he brings. Because I make the ratio from the mesura ashir. He brings 3 korbanot, 3 esaronim. So he brings 1 korban, he brings 1 esaron. Oh, so the pasuk must be coming to tell me that what? It's 1 esaron per log. Avidach, what does it mean? Has to do with that pasuk? It's tarich. You need the pasuk as well. It's like that. Chamina or il v'hasra hamana alela tuya b'dalut imalod lebe'er min haklal. Right? I would say maybe already the guy's ani, and you see the Torah already downgraded how many korbanot he has to bring. So maybe he doesn't have to bring any menachot. You should save the guy money as well. Who told you it's a ratio? Since the guy's in ani, you see the Torah already gave the guy a dispensation to bring less. So maybe don't bring a mincha at all. Kavash Malan, no, he has to bring a mincha. So I need the pasuk to tell me for itself. I need the pasuk for itself. Ve'idach, according to Hachamim, legamre lo ashkechan. Which means, what is it, legamre lo ashkechan? Which means, we never find that he's going to be totally exempt. Which means, just like the Besura Ashi's, I have to bring 3, so it's barur that Ta'ani is going to be hayav to bring 1. Which means, we would never have a Aba Amina to poter the guy legamre. He's Ani, bring less. But to have a Aba Amina to think that you're not going to bring anything, that we wouldn't have a Aba Amina. So therefore, the pasuk according to Rachamim is extra. I don't need it for that. So therefore, I learned from here to all menachot. That all menachot that you bring, for every log you bring a, for every asaron you bring a log. Rachamim did not entertain that you could poter him legamre. Just like you didn't put him in the gamle by the korbanot, you told me to bring at least 1 asham. You didn't tell me to live by the menachot also. I wouldn't think you to put him the gamle. So therefore, the rabbanan. Can I go the other way? Hi, the mincha velog shaman, my avdile. What do they do with the bilezer's part of the pasuk? It says the mincha velog shaman. What she learned from there that what per mincha? I don't care how big it is. That's the shiur of log. Ha'u lemitnadev mincha. שלא יפחות בדבר טעון לוג. ומייני הוא עשרון. Which means, they're just giving you another חדוש on that pasuk. They're telling you, when a guy donates a mincha, so donate enough flour that can tolerate a log of oil. And what's that שיעור? עשרון. Stam, it's giving you a law of, when a guy, I want to donate a mincha. How much flour do you bring? So say, mincha, log. When you donate a mincha, make sure it can tolerate a log. That's the ratio. When you do a saron, the log mixes good with it. That's all it's teaching. It's not telling you that per mincha you get a log. It's telling you when you donate a mincha, at least the minimum is an saron that can take a log. That's all it's telling you. Ve'idach tati shemach mina. And the Bili Eizer says I can learn both laws from that pasuk over there. I can learn number one. That when you donate a mincha, it's got to be fitting a log. And I could also learn that it's 1 log per mincha. It's 1 log per. I learned both dinim. Shisha lepar, arba'a le'ayil, shlosha le'keves. Okay. This is all the, how much yayin and how much shemen you need. So shlosha esronim lepar. Right? V'arba'a le'ayil. And shlosha lekeves. Shisha esronim lepar. Min alam. Okay, dichtiv. Barosh chodesh. Veneskehem. Hatzi ahin. Yiye lepar. Okay, so hatzi ahin is for par. How much is a hin? So it says, hin teresa luge havyan. A hin is 12 log. Hatzi ahin. 6. There you go. 6 log per the pot. Dikhtib. Now, how do I know that? It says Hashem and Zayit him. But Hashem and Zayit, we know for the Hashem and Mishchad they used to inaugurate the Kelim. It says Hashem and Zayit him. Dikhtib. Hashem and Mishchad Kodesh Yeh Zeli LeDorotechem Ze BeGematria Teresar Havyan. That's how I know Ein is 12 log. Because it says Shemen Mishchad Kodesh Yeh Zeli. Ze is 12. So if I know, and we know Zeli, Ze, this Shemen. And how much was the Shemen? Ein. And Torah calls it Ze. So Ze is 12. So it's 12 log. And it says by the par, Hatziyahin. So that must be 6. Shelosha u'mechsa le'menorah hatzi log lechol ner. Okay. Oh, and by the way, once we prove this, then we know all the other shiurim. Because by the other korban, it says, u'shlishitahi in the ayil, u'rbi'itahi in the keves yayin. So therefore, not once I know already that the hin is 12 log, so I make my calculations, how much is Shilishitain and how much is Rabi'itain. That's all Sab. All I have to prove is how much Shaheen was. Then already it's self-explanatory from the Pesukim, how much each item gets. Shiloshah u'mechsa le'menorah, hatzi log lechol ner. 3.5 per cup in the menorah. 1.5 per cup. Minane miledetanu rabbanan. We learned in a Beraita. מערב עד בוקר תן לה כמדת תן לה מדתה שתהיה דולקת והולכת מערב עד בוקר. Finish. Give it enough oil for it to last מערב עד בוקר תן לה כמדתה. How much is כמדתה? So they figured it out. It's a half a log per. It'll last the whole night. That's the שיעור. דבר אחר, מערב עד בוקר אין לך עבודה שכשרה מערב עד בוקר אלא זו בלבד שיערו חכמים חצי לוג מאורתא ועד ספרא, which means the rabbis had to calculate what's the longest night of the year. So the longest night of the year is going to be in the long winter nights. So therefore, the Hatsi log will cover the longest winter night. Certainly in the summer nights, the menorah had extra oil. But they didn't want to make two different shiurim, one for the winter and one for the summer. So they calculated how much you need for the longest night, and that's a hatsilog, and that became the standard shi'ur. You see, it sounds like according to the first shita, ten la kemiddata, sounds like it fluctuated. But the first shita sounds like the most it took was hatsilog. But during the summer, you could put less in the first shita. It says ten like midata. Put whatever the midah needs. Me'ariv ad boker. But the second shita, smashma, shi'aru hachamim hatzi log. That's the standard. They didn't want to make halukim over there. And what they do with the leftover oil? Point to the second shita. They got rid of it. So I'm saying in the summer they use thicker wicks. If you use a thicker wick, so it draws a little more. So they calculated it, so it would work out okay. So the oil would totally be used throughout the year. That's in the winter. On the summer. It can go out in the middle of the night. I don't argue. But I'm just saying, as a standard thing, in the middle of the summer, if you use a regular wick, it's going to definitely be lit in the morning. So according to the first shita, it sounds like it went ten like a midata. Second shita's masha was a standard. What does that mean anyway when it says en lecha avoda shekeshira me'erev ad boker ela zu? That's the only service in the Beit HaMikdash that's keshira from the night until the morning. I didn't have the evarim on the mizbeach the whole night. The evarim of the korbanot that were brought during the day. It's not mandatory, you mean. Let's say you didn't have a busy day in the Beit HaMikdash. So someone is saying because that starts with Be'od Yom. He's saying there's no mitzvah that's Me'erev Ad Boker. The Evarim and the Peradim go on the mizbeach during the day. You need to store them during the day. You have to get it on during the day. So it's Me'boker Ad Boker. Not Boker, it's Me'sahorayim, whatever. Sof Sahorayim Ad Boker. Yeah, but it has to be on the mizbeach. It's got to get on the mizbeach by the day. the sacrifice is done. But even though they didn't burn yet, but it burns the whole night. They lit the menorah and they be'ariv at boker after the korban tamid by sunset. They lit the menorah. That's one interpretation they say. Yeah, he says b'shunim adlekat nerot shematem shkiyah. Shkiyah tahama at sunset. Okay. Ika de amre. Milmala lemata shi'aru. What does that mean? Milmala lemata. From up to down, the rabbis calculate. Ika de amre. Milmata lemala shi'aru. And some say they went from down to up. So he explains like this. Originally, they brought a log per nid. And they saw that it lasted 24 hours. Lasted the whole night and the whole day. So the next day, they started to bring less. They brought 2/3 of a log. And they still saw that it was a lot. Until they got down to the shoot of half a log. They experimented. They started with a lot and then they experimented. Another shita says, Ika de amri mimata limana shi'aru. Which is first they wanted to eat, and it wasn't enough. And then the next day they brought more, and it still wasn't enough, until they got to Hatzilug. What's the logic? What is the logic? I don't have a problem on the first logic. The first logic makes sense. You don't want to have less. So they started with a log, and they got down to the shoot. But what's the logic of the first shita? Start with a quarter of a log, you might not have enough. So Yomara says, "Mind the Amal Mimata Lemala Shi'aru Hatura Hasan Mamram Shi Israel." The leftover oil you have to throw out. So Rabbi said, "Don't worry about the Mamon of Israel." So okay, start with a little bit less. "Umanda Mimala Lemata Shi'aru She'en Aniyut Bemkom Ashirut." Exactly. According to Pinya says, "What are you? When the Beit Hamikdash over here? The Beit Hamikdash, the richest structure. Am Israel. All this." When it comes to a sibur, the saying goes, "En sibur ani." An individual can be an ani, but the sibur is not ani. En ashiru become aniyut. En ani become ashiru. This is the rich place over here. So therefore, you start from the
strange.
It's a genai to do that. It's like you're penny pinching in the Beit HaMikdash. It's a genai for the Beit HaMikdash to treat it like that. It's a zizul to be.
To waste.
A zizul to waste.
It's
old. It's half a minute.
I'm just throwing
that. He says, "Menashi, mashwa lehalacha. What's the halacha? Shnefiya de'a shakrim shalom melemala lemata. Rashai gam kren losif al hatzilog." Aha,
that's enough, Kamina. If you hold that they started from above to below, that opinion holds you could use more than a hatzilog. But the second opinion must have held you cannot use more than a hatzilog. That's the maximum. Because if you go more, so the menorah is still kasher. Because you could use more. Like, and the other rabbi must have held the hatzilog could be the max. So they wanted to see how much you can get away with.
So therefore you started from the bottom. He said, "What's the reason why?" Ulam nedah cholaket ina kwen asher lasod zom shushu mafsid bekachet mamonam shi Yisrael.
Stam, you're not allowed to be mafsid mamonam shi Yisrael. You cannot just use excess. Bnei Yisrael are paying for this from the machasit hashekel, from the money. So they have to be cautious with it. They're teaching you something. They have to be economic with people's money. Stam, you can't just waste it. You also have to say that they were yotzei the mitzvah even if it didn't last the whole night. You have to assume that as long as they lit it and lasted for a certain amount of time. Otherwise, why could they put less? Not knowing if it's going to last all night. I don't have a problem putting a full log. You know it's going to last. The question is how far it's going to last. But according to the Shittah, since they put less, you have to say you say at least the menorah. Okay, now we go to the next Mishnah. So that means you have to say that when they found the Pach Shemin in the story of Hanukkah, so it must have been 3.5 log. It had enough to last for one night. But there's a Gersa in the Gemara that says that there wasn't even enough to last for one night. Because otherwise the question is, why do you make Hanukkah 8 nights? The Chaura, there was no miracle on the first night. So there's a Gersa in the Gemara that says, Shelo haya afilu lilayla echad. So then already we understand the miracle on the first night. The question then would be, so it means they found a pak shemen of 3 log.
What?
Why would there be a 3 log pak shemen? Why would they make the wrong shiur? So the Shabbat Shelmi explains that pak shemen that they found was not for the menorah. That was for the habitin of the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol had to bring a private mincha every single day. And how many log was in the... We said there was 3 log. Half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And he would bring that 3 from his house. That's why it says, and it was sealed b'chotamo shel Kohen Gadol. Why was it sealed b'chotamo shel Kohen Gadol? Why does it say have to have the seal of the Kohen Gadol? Because that was his... It was his private mincha that he brought from home. Like, do not you, the private for the minhat habitin. So therefore, that was the only oil that they found, not mincha, that oil that was designated for the menorah. So it was only 3 log, and you need 3.5. So therefore, the miracle was even on the first night. That's the hadush of the Shabbat Shilmi. Okay. Me'arbin Neske Parim Beneske Elim Neske Kevasim Beneske Kevasim Shel Yachid Beshel Sibur. Okay, what are we doing over here? You're bringing them all together. The Nesachim of the Parim and the Nesachim of the Elim. What do you mean you're bringing them together? And they had the same consistency. So it's Belilatam Shaveh Shnei Lugin Shemen Lechol Esaron Solet. So therefore what? You make them together. This is talking about the Mencha. Me'arvin. It says, Mutar La'arev Menchat Neske Parim Im Menchat Neske Elim Shebelilatam Shaveh Shnei Lugin Shemen Lechol Esaron. So therefore what? You just make them together. You make two. Follow the same recipe and just make double it up just to make it together. Okay. And you can bring them together. Okay, obviously, because it's the same shi'ur. Shel yachid b'shel sibur. Okay, you can also mix up yachid with sibur as well. He says, in Menchat Nesachim of a Kivasim needs 3 log shemen per Esaron. And it says by the Korban Tzibur, you have the same shi'ur. Shel Yom b'shel Emesh. Okay, you could mix today's Nesachim with yesterday's. What's that case? How could you mean today and yesterday? So he says, Yachol Adam Levi Korban Hayom Ve'et Nesachav Afidu Mikan Vad Asara Yamin. You don't got to bring the Mincha on the same day as the Korban. You could donate the Korban today and bring the Nesachim 10 days later. So therefore, I could bring a Mincha today with something that I donated 10 days ago. I can bring it together. Well, if you put it in the keli, then you might have dinah. So you didn't put it in the keli yet. So you have, let's say, 10 days. Fine. And then you brought another korban with nesachim. So long as the consistent, that basically the rule of Mishnah is, so long as they have menachot, that have the same consistency of esronim to lugim, you can make them together, and two of them together, put it on the mizbeach together, no problem. Aval en ma'arvin neske kivasim b'neske parim elim. You cannot mix the kivasim with the neske parim and the elim. Why? Different consistencies. more oil, less flour. So therefore, it's not gonna mix the right way. V'im bilalan elu b'fnei atzma v'lo b'fnei atzmam v'net arebu kishirim im ad shelo balal pasul. If you made them separately, so everything was made the right way, then they got mixed up together, no problem. B'di'avad. But if you made them the chitahila, the two different menachot together that have different shiurim, so it's pasul. Hakeves haba ima omer. Now that's the kevis that came with Korban HaOmer on the second day of Pesach. Normally, would we say a kevis? Normally, we said has esaron. Here it has shnei esronim. So you doubled up on the menhata omer. Normally, a kevis has esaron. So even though the mincha is doubled, it's shnei esronim, lo ayu nesachav kefulim. It only needs three lugim of yain and three lugim of shemen. You would have thought maybe it's got two esronim, maybe you got to put six log of shemen and six log of yain. No, the nesachim remain the same, even though you doubled up on the flour. That's the hadush of the Mishnah. Okay, Gemara. So you're mixing, that's a big hadush, let's just clarify. You're mixing menachot that have the same consistency. I mean, one esaron gets three log, so bring two esronim with six log. Bottom line, you're going to get the same ratio of what you're supposed to get, and you're killing two birds with one stone, basically. You don't have to make it in two separate pots, make it together, bring it on the mizbeah together. This is for the merchav this korban, this is for the merchav that korban. So Gemara says, what do you mean we have a contradiction? Viktiro. This is by Korban Shlamim. That says, Viktiro. Shelo ya'arev halavim b'halavim. You shouldn't mix. Viktiro is individual. It doesn't say Viktir. Viktir would sound like, whatever you have to bring, bring. Sounds like, no, the halavim of this Korban, bring on the Mizbeah separately. Don't put them all, pile them up together and throw them on the Mizbeah together. So just like you shouldn't be Maktir halavim b'halavim, you shouldn't maybe mix Menachot with Menachot. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Im nit arbu ka'amar. Amishnah is not telling you to do that either, by the way. Amishnah is telling you, b'di abad, im nit arbu, that's if it happened, b'di abad. Oh, that's the point, so start a din lechet tachila. Iyache, ve'en ma'arbim niske kevasim, b'niske parim ve'elim, ve'afilu nit arbu namelo. והם מדיקטני ספה בלעלן אלו בפני עצמם ואלו בפני עצמם ונתערבו כשרים מכלל דרש הלכת תחילה כאמר. Exactly. From the end of the Mishnah, I make a duke to the Resha of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah said what? That if you made them each separately, the two different consistencies, if you made each one separately and then you mixed it up, then it's okay. Smashma. That's only in the Sefa, but in the Resha you can even the Chetahila mix them together. Only in the Sefa the Mishnah is telling you mix them separately, then they got mixed up. Then it's Kashir. Mashma in the Resha, you can even mix them the Chetahila together. How are you telling me that the Resha of the Mishnah means Bidi Abad? From the Resha of the Mishnah, it's much better. Only when they're different consistencies and Bidi Abad they got mixed up, it's okay. Mashma in the Resha is even the Chetahila. At the end of the Mishnah, what did it say? When you have two different consistencies of Menachot, you cannot mix them up together. But if you made them separately, and then they got mixed up with the Din, Keshirim, we make a Diyuk. That's why different consistencies. Mashma, in the Resha of the Mishnah, even if you made them together, the Chetahila will be okay. The same consistencies. Then you're telling me that even the Resha is B'di Abad, but from the Mishnah's Mashma, the Resha is the Chetahila. Yes or no? What's the Sefer case of the Mishnah? What's that talking about? Two different menachot of different consistencies. If you made them separately, then they got mixed up, what's the din? Kasher. Can you make a diyuk that davka by different consistencies that the avad if they got mixed up is kasher? But same consistencies, even the ketayla you can put them together.
Should be.
Mishnah, you're learning the Mishnah. Gemara asked the question. Oh, you can't mix the halavim together. Oh yeah, our Mishnah is also b'di'avad. Who told you the Mishnah is b'di'avad? Our Mishnah is not mashma b'di'avad. The Sefer is b'di'avad, but the Resh is mashma even. Right, right. Me'avim, b'di'uk. Amar abaye haki kamar me'arvin yenan im ta'rev sultan v'shamnan. Oh, so he learns the Mishnah differently. When the Mishnah says me'arvin, which you just said correctly, it's mashma l'chetahila, means me'arvin yenam. You're allowed to mix the wines together l'chetahila if the flowers got mixed up in the abad. Yeah, the Mishnah been learning now. Then we thought me'arvin was going on the menachot. No, it doesn't go on the menachot. Says if the menachot got mixed up, all right, you know what? Then already once it got mixed up as one, then you can put the wines together. So even in the same consistency. So therefore, really, the Mishlesha is a b'di'avad situation. Ah, it says me'arvin. No, me'arvin yayin. Even though the item became mixed up. Good? Well, what does it say in the Mishnah? That's the nesachin. The nesachin over there means yayin. No, you could mix the yayin together in a case where b'di'avad the flour got mixed up. You're reading into that. When it says me'arvin nesachim, means you're me'arev the nesachim of the yayin lechetahila in a case where the flour got mixed up. That's it. What's the next word? Me'arvin nesachim. What does it say next? Nesachim shel kibasim. Yeah, where they got mixed up. Me'arvin nesachim shel yayin lechetahila bekegon the nesachim of these two items got mixed up. So the Gemara says, v'yenam lechetahila lo. Hey, we have another problem now. It's mashma from this. You cannot mix yayin lechetahila. We know that's not so. V'hatanya b'medavrim amurim b'solat v'shemen aval yayin me'arvin. All this mishnah that we talked about is only about salt and shemen. But yayin lechetahila you can mix up together. So therefore you cannot tell me that yayin me'arvin is only in a case where it got mixed up. L'chaora yayin lechetahila, you can take two different korbanot, put them in the keli together and bring it. So that's a question. Ela amar abaye hachi ka'amar hecha dehuktar sultan v'shamnan me'arvin yayin lechetahila hecha delo huktar im nit'arev sultan v'shamnan me'arvin nameyinam v'im lav en me'arvin dilma ate le'arube solet v'shemen lechetahila. So the answer is like this. Where you brought the solet and the shemen of different korbanot on the mizbeah, you brought it the right way. Even let's say zebif ne'atzmo, zebif ne'atzmo. You brought this keves mincha and that keves ne'atzma. Me'arvim yayin lechetahila. There's no problem. Which is once you got it on the mizbeah, now I can mix the wines, even the chetahila. No problem. So long as I got it on the mizbeach correctly, you can even do the yayins, the chetahila. Ah, hecha delo uktar. Which means, but let's say you didn't. You didn't get it on the mizbeach yet. Now we're going to make the chiluk. Im nitarev sultan v'shomnan, and it got mixed up with the abad, then me'arvim nameyinan. Then we'll tell you, okay. Same ratio we're talking. Then you can mix the wine, the chetahila. However, v'im lav, but so long as it did not, en me'arvim. You know why? Because if we're going to let you put the wines together, dilma atir le'arube, solav v'shemen l'chetera. You might put the solav and shemen l'chetera. That we don't want you to do. Now let's figure it out so what happened over here. The rabbis have no problem really with putting wines together. Really, wines always should be mutar to put together. Always, technically, always should be mutar. But the rabbis were concerned and they made a gezera. What was the gezerah? They're worried, if we allow you to put wines together, you might come to put menachot together in the chetahila, and we don't want you to put menachot together in the chetahila, even if they have the same consistency. So they said like this, if you put this mincha in the mizbeah, that mincha in the mizbeah, beautiful, do whatever you want with the wine, mix them up in the chetahila, no problem. And guess what? Even if the menachot got mixed up in the avad, once it got mixed up in the avad already, you could even pour the wine, mix the wines, the chetahila, because it was done already. If they didn't get mixed up, and they weren't put on the mizbeach, So then already we do not want you like a tray not to mix up the wines. Because if you're going to mix up the wines, you come and say, you're not going to mix up the wine, you can mix up the minha. And we don't want you to mix up the minha like a tray. So therefore, heka delo huktar velo ni'rav, then we say, don't do the wines like a tray. But once already it was huktar or ni'rav, then already might as well mix the wines together, because we're not, it's not going to affect this gizirah that we made. The whole gizirah on the wine was only, don't do the wine, so you might come to do the minha. But once the minha was done, either on the mizbeah separately, or it was mixed up together, the gizirah doesn't apply, at least in that case. So therefore the rabbis are not making gizirah on the wine. That's my point. We're judging each case by itself. Right now, the gizrah is not applicable because it's mixed up already. We're not making gizrah from this case to that case. We're looking at each case on its own. That's what you have to say. Okay, we'll stop over here.